Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Y'all remember this?
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me just get this off my chest, too.
Check this out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I can't believe it. What's your perspective on, the Big 18 right now?
The Rich Eisen Show.
You know, pretty much now, I think what you can do is college football is take tradition and take geography, kind of throw it out the window.
Today's guests, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, Saints punter Lou Headley, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show, right before Labor Day weekend. College football season fully underway. As of 1 week from today, the NFL season will be underway. So much to discuss amongst all of us right here in studio as well as with you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Whether you're watching on the Roku channel or listening on terrestrial radio, Sirius XM, Odyssey, or more, we say hello to our podcast listeners whenever they darn well please to listen. That is your right after today's program here on this show. In this very studio, from this very studio, Chris Brockman and I will record the first edition of Overreaction Monday, the podcast version. It will come out on Monday, so stay tuned for all of that. The Rich Eisen Podcast Network, if you will, is going to be up and running. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask are doing a podcast every single Tuesday during the season called What the Football. That's the cadence. Rich Eisen Show, Overreaction Monday, What the Football, and you, whenever you want to connect with us through our social media platforms as well, at Rich Eisen Show on pretty much every single platform there is. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, man, I'm great. Was at Dodgers-Braves last night. I'm so jacked up. Just everything. Playoff baseball, the football season's coming. Let's go.
We'll discuss that game with an MVP showcase that many people on the East Coast, perhaps outside of Atlanta, did not see, because, you know, we're on the old West Coast. Good to see you over there, Jason Feller. How are you?
What's up? Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You telescoped me right off the bat.
Friday.
How are you, TJ Jefferson? Good to see you over there.
Not good, Rich. We predicted the NFC East yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or YouTube. I had a lot of Cowboys fans saying I was a fake Cowboy fan.
So are you serious?
For those people, I got two words for you.
No, honestly, you got that.
Oh yeah, there was a few. First of all, this guy's a fake fan.
Two things. What are you doing reading the YouTube comments?
Why wouldn't I read the?
Why
YouTube
would
comments?
You? Because take it personal.
Because you spend 10 minutes a day telling people to go to the YouTube page. I figure it's only right that someone here sees what's going on the YouTube page.
Now here's your conundrum, though. Here's your conundrum. You have fellow Cowboys fans clapping back at you, and yet, let's just say your rules about clapping back at you from the club started in 1996. Mm-hmm. They don't have any right to come at you.
I mean, that's true, technically.
But you're not also in the club either, are you?
Well, yeah, I got three.
Okay, no, I'm talking about from 1996. But in all seriousness, though, I mean, you're only saying what you're believing in your heart, which
sometimes
is what you
I
have
say,
to do on this program. Stand by it, which you've done expertly for years. Don't worry about this.
Sometimes I say stuff I don't know if I believe in.
Because guess what? We're going to start this program with our final division prediction.
We're kicking off like
that? It's because how many times have we started, in all seriousness, think about it. Since May, how many times have we started this program
discussing the Jets and Aaron Rodgers or the Bills with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs' relationship, right? That was a hot minute conversation in June.
It might still be. Who knows?
Well, I mean, and again, two Mondays from now, that's going to be a front and center How much time do you think ESPN is going to spend their on their pregame show about it?
They've already started.
So this, we saved the most scrutinized division for last. We have been previewing divisions every day, aka daily, on this program for a week and a half. So it is now time to get to the AFC East and start our program with who's winning this division. Because the Dolphins are improved. The New England Patriots are improved. You've got Ezekiel Elliott at running back. You've got Bill O'Brien at offensive coordinator. You've got Matt Corral at backup quarterback with Bailey Zappe now on the
practice squad. I like that Corral pick.
Oh, yeah. Especially because the Patriots traded out of that spot so Carolina could trade into it. They amassed more draft choices, which drives you nuts, I know,
but still,
during the draft.
Value.
And then the Patriots wind up with Matt Corral.
The guy.
Hey.
Look good in the preseason?
And I'm just wondering, is there some like Lexington or Concord Golden Corral that's all excited to get some sort of deal working here?
We can only hope.
You know what I mean?
We can only hope, Rich.
Take that, legal seafood. So Matt Corral is the Patriot. They're improved.
Hey.
Bailey Zappi's on the practice squad. Malik Cunningham's running routes.
Love it.
Getting ready for a slash roll.
Great player.
Doing his job.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, Jason Feller, I need some music. I need to get in the mood. Phone lines are lit. People want to talk football. They want to talk about the win-loss game. Let's get some music going here, some NFL Films music, please. Chris Brockman, you're first up.
Hey, Rich, I was just thinking, not to interrupt. Maybe I should go first and let you two, since this is your division, kind of like...
I think our control room can handle such
a
thing.
That's great.
TJ Jefferson.
TJ, away we go.
Omaha. Get me out the way and let's let you guys give the people what they want.
Omaha. Okay, you're up first, TJ.
All right, let's just knock this out, man. Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. No offense, Brockman. I just feel like you guys are the fourth best team in the league.
None taken.
I don't want to, you know, get on the Rich Eisen hype train, but I know what I'm seeing. Aaron Rodgers makes throws that no one else can make, and Garrett Wilson's really good at catching throws. So when you put those two together, I think the Jets are going to turn things around. But right now, until somebody knocks the Bills off, I got them winning the division. And the Dolphins, I don't think the Dolphins are going to be bad by any stretch of the imagination, but we had to put them in some type of order. There's mine. Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Pats. I can't wait to see what you guys have.
Christopher?
Rich, I'm going to give the people what they want. It's the Bills division. I can understand that, okay? Josh Allen is awesome. One of the favorites for MVP. Maybe they finally get off the hump, over the hump, and go to the Super Bowl. I don't know. The Jets and Dolphins stink, okay? Here's the deal. Tua's not going to stay healthy. None of the running backs have a great injury history either, okay? I don't care how great Vic Fangio is at coordinating a defense. He's not out there playing defense. Jalen Ramsey's not going to be back till December, and by then it's going to be way too late. Okay, Christian Wilkins is already threatening a holdout contract issue. There's something going on there. The Dolphins are fourth in this division. The Jets are the Jets. They're improved, yes, but they've been losers for 50 years. I'm not sold on the act Robert Saleh's giving in Hard Knocks, okay? It's like he went to Broadway. They're talking about Broadway on Hard Knocks a lot and going to all these plays. They're asking Zach Wilson, his favorite play is Wicked. This is the greatest performance of Robert Saleh's life, okay? He is pretending to be a badass, hard-ass coach, and I don't buy it. I don't buy that the line is going to protect Rodgers for a whole year. The Patriots have actually improved better than any team in this division with a new offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien, who's a great coach and knows how to lead a quarterback. Mac Jones is going to be much improved. The wide receiver room is really, really good. Add in Mike Gesicki to go with Hunter Henry, who's a red zone beast. Add in Bill Belichick knocking out the draft this year. The Patriots are going to be a playoff team, but they're still going to be second to the Bills because Josh Allen owns New England right now. I cede the floor to you.
Okay, my only question for you is when you say you're giving the people what they want, who are those people? that you just serviced.
My people.
Oh, okay.
I am a mouthpiece.
Just was
for
wondering.
The New England fan, Rich.
Just wondering.
Like TJ.
Who those people
sometimes
are.
I peruse in the comments and I all see right. what you guys all say.
I don't
I'm
know
giving
those
you
people.
What they want.
I don't
okay?
know those people.
Bills,
honestly.
Pats, moving on, just like the old days.
All this right. is why I went first. I didn't want to follow this.
Here we go. Here's my AFC East prediction. You know how I feel. This is the Jets' time, but not yet. To win the division.
Oh.
I've said it over and over again this summer,
Richardson.
And I am going to repeat it.
Reverse jinx.
This is no, it's not a reverse jinx. I have been saying it all summer, and despite how excited I am, and the Jets fan base is excited as we are, this is the Bills division to win or lose. And the first game out is a crucial one, because the Jets need to win home games in their division, and they may well win this first one, but the rest of the crucible that's to come, I believe the Bills, it is their division to win or lose, and I believe they will wind up winning it, and the Jets will make the playoffs and have to do it from a position on the road, unless others, 6 and 7 seed, go ahead and win. Maybe the Jets will get a home game then in the playoffs, should they advance. The Dolphins are a mystery. I keep saying how they are offensively terrific, and I think that's not much of a mystery. Tua is the mystery of whether his jiu-jitsu in falling and learning how to fall will actually help. You know, him throwing his head into a tackle of to prevent a preseason pick six wasn't the best idea, but maybe that was a jiu-jitsu move. He learned how to get his head out and just use his body for the tackle. I'm being facetious when I say I'm scared for him. You know I love Salty too. I want to see it, and I'd love to see him out there. Defensively is the mystery of just how good they're going to be with Vic Fangio coordinating them. So they can make the playoffs potentially, but I still think they're third in this division. And as much as you are homering for the Patriots right there to give the people what they want, Chris, you yourself say Belichick's on the hot seat this season.
I
believe that's going to be a conversation in the middle. I don't think he should be. I don't think he will be. But when it all comes down to it, I think New England will be in it in December and wind up finishing in last place in a terrific division like this, which, by the way, could be an above 500 record.
Man.
So put it all together, I think the Jets are the second best team in this division. When it is all said and done, whether they're the team the last longest, I hope I'm right when I say the Jets might go further than the Bills. But we will see. As of right now, Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. So I was very professional, despite Chris Brockman saying the Jets are just going to be the Jets.
Well, I got a long
same intensity.
I got a lot of
same intensity
to,
in week three, pal. Same intensity in
but
week three.
The Pats could easily be 0-4.
I know. Which means they're not finishing in second place in this division.
So could the Jets. I mean, the AFC East has a really hard schedule.
I mean, the Buffalo Bills start off against the Jets, and then they are home against Vegas, at Washington, home for Miami, and then they have a visit to London taking on Jacksonville.
Yep.
And that's a tough game for various reasons, and the obvious being it's two division winners taking on one another, but the Bills are the first ever London team, okay, to be taking on a team that it's already played a game in London the week before. Jacksonville will be fully, fully acclimated to the time zone and everything else there.
That's a huge advantage.
But that's a Bills home game, believe it or not.
I mean,
so I know that, yeah, but they're coughing weird. Up a game in Western New York against a division rival to go to London and be the home team against a team that's already been feeling well at home.
Yeah.
Before they come back right away and welcome in Brian Daboll back to their mix before they visit New England. So again, I think it's still an easier, you put that first 6 weeks up against the Jets first 6 weeks. I mean, it's just not even, you can't compare the two. It's a much, I don't want to use the word easier, but a leg up for the Bills from the schedule makers, as opposed to, you know, taking on Hurts, Mahomes, Dak, Belichick, you know, And all you need is, you know, Mac Jones to have one of those high ankle sprains, and you're Matt Corralling in the first 6-7 weeks of the season. Not only talking about Bill having a hot seat, but to keep Mac out because you want Caleb Williams. Don't chuckle. Don't chuckle, pal. You could have that conversation by the middle of October, Mr. Second Place. Jets are going to be the Jets. What's more likely? It's if what's more likely Friday here on the program.
But so, will you concede that the Jets could also start 2-6?
Of course I can concede that.
Okay, and you're also would be in the same boat.
Oh, well, we're not talking about Caleb Williams.
Why not?
Because my
they got
quarterback.
Zach Wilson, bro. No, because why would they need Caleb Williams?
That ain't happening.
All of a sudden, the 1 year Wodgers commitment turns into, well, if we can get
the Jets, because the Jets are
Williams.
The Jets have a much better roster. They're not going to lose all those games.
Again, it's, you know, this is the time of the year where we can just
same intensity
recklessly
week three
speculate.
I was
week
say
three.
This, you two did not disappoint me,
Kyle. Just, no. Well, okay. Again, we found one of the people you helped and serviced. You gave one person what they wanted and yourself what you wanted, and everybody else, not so much. I didn't appreciate it.
Same intensity.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines being lit. Delights me. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football is first up. Max Crosby, the Condor, will be on this program. And Mina Kimes will add her two considerable cents in hour number three. But when we come back, let's check in with Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network's Good Morning Football. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the program, Kyle Brandt will be joining us in just a couple of minutes' time. Max Crosby of the Raiders. You got to say it like Berman.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Just get in there.
Yeah.
Jay Felly, no Raider gear today?
It's a shock.
Got two NFL Network Zooms after the show today, too, for next week's shows.
Tuesday kickoff.
Wednesday, we're on NBC.
Oh,
NBC. Yeah, giving us an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So should I talk about that like Del Tufo talks about Fox and then turn NFL Network into FS1?
You should do that.
Baby net.
Baby net.
Call it the baby net. Is that where he is? Is he at the baby net today or big? Where is he today?
I think he's at the big one today.
Oh.
Big.
Doing what?
Whoa. Oh, probably
up,
getting ready
for next month.
That's what I'm saying. Getting set for Fox Big Friday.
Where are they? Where is the Big Noon?
Making sure Urban sounds great as he skates on that Netflix documentary. Like nothing happened negative at Florida.
I was so.
How many people? Fox has TCU of Colorado.
Oh, so he's getting set for that.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow. So he's getting ready.
Do you know how many people, when they saw that Netflix doc preview, were all
like,
this is going to be great. Yeah. And then you watch it 30 minutes in. It's just like, wait a minute.
It's an Urban Meyer PSA.
What is this?
I gave it three episodes. And by the
three episodes? You gave it, I gave because it like 30 minutes.
I was like, okay, first episode, we're just going to establish something.
Urban's not a bad guy.
Second episode.
I kind of like him.
No, this is not. There is no tight end guy in there. There's no Cam Newton mention. There's no
tight end guy.
There's no Pouncey mention.
Percy Harvin, the Pouncey.
There's no mention of a text message sent to a girlfriend. You know, like.
The, what is it? The Pouncey twins?
Yeah. No Riley Cooper, no nothing.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Kyle Brown of Good Morning Football about to call in. All phone lines are lit. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. I love how many fans want to play the win-loss game. You know, win-loss. How's your team going to do? That's next great. Week, Chris, you've got to do it for New England, and I will do it for the Jets.
I'm ready.
You know, there's a handful of teams that people have not done it for as well. So.
Like Raiders, 17-0.
17-0, like man.
With all these, with all these fans
we have had the Raiders call. Should we have Max Crosby do it?
We could have Kyle do the Bears, like literally right now.
Have we had anybody do the Bears yet?
No, we're going to have Adam do the Bears.
Okay.
Adam's going to do the Bears.
Adam's going to do the Bears. Hey,
Adam and Kyle went to the same high school, so that's fine.
What high school did you go to, Kyle Brown?
East Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, Illinois, the alma mater of Rob Ryan, Rex Ryan, Jalen Brunson, and many others.
Ah, and Adam Chudwin, our call screener. Okay, wait a minute. Is there like a Rob Ryan sort of shrine in this high school somewhere, Kyle? Is there some?
Yeah, I think it's a I think it's a can full of old style cans and a boom box that used to play Taking Care of Business a lot. That's what Rob said.
Taking Care of Business. Dude, when he came in, he spent a residency for one weekend on NFL game day morning. We had to provide him with a tie and closed toe shoes. That's a fact. The only guy
has the mandals.
Yeah,
and he has like a Kenny Chesney has the barefoot lifestyle. Rob Ryan has the open-toed lifestyle. He's a man. I love him.
We were like the 21 club. You know, like, sir, do you have a coat and some shoes that don't show off your toes? You know, that's what it was. But let's be honest here. Do you hold the rushing record in your high school, Kyle?
Rich, I would never want to sit here and tell you all these years later about what records I have, dare I be Uncle Rico or anybody else. But if you were to Google it, you might see that I have the career rushing record, not the petty, below-the-fold yearly rushing record, the career, the expansive career, as the Stevenson Patriots, and the most notable Patriots in football.
I like it.
Wow.
So,
I bet the Stevenson Patriots win more games than those ones in New England this fall, I'll tell you that.
Kyle Brandt.
I'll take that bet, Kyle.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I'll take that.
Kyle Brandt holds the all-time rushing record for the Ramondre Stevenson Patriots. I just gave your high school a Berman nickname. Okay. Fantastic. All right, so you want to take that bet, Chris? Is that what you're saying?
I'll take that bet, and I think the Patriots double up the Bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, get out of it. Chris, what are you talking about? Are you starting drinking already on a Friday? I know it's happy hour here, but it's 12:23 for me.
Yeah, it's funny. He keeps saying
it's Labor Day weekend.
He's being a Patriot honk, and he keeps saying that he's giving the people what they want. And I keep asking him, who are those people? I don't know those people.
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
I will tell you this.
Yes.
I sit across the table for 15 hours a week. Someone named Jason McCourty, who won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, whose brother is one of the greatest Patriots of all time. And I'm like, Jason, you're feeling the Patriots this year, right? And he's like, no. What do you mean? Even last year, Rich, Jason McCourty's rookie season, he has been on television for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And you know how it goes. You bring an ex-player. They always hype their old team. They always pick their old team to do anything. We get to the playoff prediction week, which is 52 weeks ago now, and he didn't pick the Patriots to even sniff the wild card. This is fresh out of the league. So Jason knows where the bodies are buried. He knows how that organization is run, and he's, like, not feeling it at all. So how could I?
And he's being a pro about it. He didn't go all Tiki on Eli the minute that Tiki hit NBC. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I remember it vividly.
As soon as Tiki put a lav mic on his lapel, the first thing he did is he went right after Eli. Like, oh, okay. That's the way we're going
to
go.
Rich, I hate to break into the Eli talk. Important breaking news here. I was remiss to not mention a Stevenson Patriot alum. Raiders quarterback Aiden O'Connell with the mustache. The Rook, he's a Stevenson Patriot. So we're everywhere.
Kyle, can you believe the Raiders gave him Derek Carr's number right off the bat? That's pretty cold.
They didn't even think about it. You know, there's so much attention, Rich, about Rodgers and the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
It's really underrated, Carr and the Raiders. Really underrated. I was there at the Pro Bowl when Carr had already been disavowed and excommunicated and they burned his locker, whatever the hell they did. Carr shows up in the facility, an active Raider, still not wearing any Raiders gear, showing up, throwing the ball around as a Pro Bowler, but not a Raider. It was really, really weird. And Rodgers has got a ton to prove, and that's all great. I think Derek Carr has got something going for him this year.
Years ago, Kyle, I was doing, by the way, calling the play-by-play of the Senior Bowl for our network with Trent Dilfer. The coach of the Senior Bowl was Lane Kiffin, who was still the Raiders head coach, but had just gotten into a major, you know, set-to with Al Davis. And he showed up wearing a black tracksuit with no Raiders logo on it. That's the only analogy I can have to what you just told me about Derek Carr.
Like when you're in the commercial and you don't get the Raiders' permission, it's not licensed, the piece of place that you're selling, so you have just a black jersey on it. Oh, those were times. Rich, do you remember the straw that broke the camel's back to get Lane Kiffin fired? He tried to send Sebastian Kanikowski out for a 73-yard field goal in the game, which I think in my point was just like, go ahead and fire me, Al. And then he did after the game. What a time.
Kick deep, baby. Kyle Brand of Good Morning Football here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, so I will give you the floor on the NFC North. How do you see it playing out? 1 week from today, we'll either be having the overreaction of, see, we told you the Lions didn't deserve to be on Thursday night, or, hey, the Lions are the team that we think they could be. What do you think about the NFC North writ large, Kyle?
Well, it's my two favorite games of week one. Lions-Chiefs, obviously, but Packers-Bears at Soldier Field. I am dubbing it the Xanax Bowl. It is the double anxiety bowl for the Chicago Bears fans because Jordan Love just can't be great. You can't. It's not possible. Don't do it. Meanwhile, Justin Fields has to be great. It is going to be such a spectator sport, Rich, to watch this game. Soldier Field, it's going to take one drive. If Jordan Love comes out, and let's say the Bears win the toss and defer, and Love comes out first and 10 for the 25, and they go down the field and score a touchdown, it's already on. The terror will start. The city will melt. There is so much anxiety about Jordan Love being really, really good. I'll tell you this, Rich. Back in the day, I'm very close with my father. I know you were too, and it's a very important relationship in sports, the father and son relationship. When I went to college, my dad used to do the Sunday night call where he'd call his son and we'd talk about the games, and he would want to talk about the Bears. My dad, Bob Brandt, lifelong Bears fan, he would call me, and I hadn't even answered the phone yet. And he'd be like, ah, these bleeping Packers and bleeping Favre. He just kills us every bleeping time, that bastard. And his take was always like, I'll tell you this. When Favre finally leaves, we'll finally have a chance to beat those Packers. We'll get them when Favre leaves. And then 20 seconds later, the Sith Lord from Chico comes in. He's even better than Favre. So now I'm talking to Bob, and he's like, now that Rodgers is gone, we'll finally have a chance to beat them. And I'm like, I don't know if we will or not. The Jordan Love thing is, here's the craziest perspective, Rich. We were talking about this in Good Morning Football this week. So the time that Love has sat and he's marinated and learned and improved, imagine right now if Anthony Richardson on the Colts or Bryce Young on the Panthers, imagine if their first start to the season was in 2026. Like, they're just going to sit there for 3 years. And meanwhile, imagine if Peyton is still with the Colts and he's learning under him. It's an amazing thing that Love has gone through. And he comes on Soldier Field and starts chucking around and turns it into Lambeau South again It's going to be the Great Chicago Fire Part 2. People are terrified of it.
But is it the Lions division still? What do you think, Kyle? Or does Kirk and his new Johnny Cakes mustache, you know, what do you think there?
First of all, the Johnny Cakes reference is amazing. Well,
thank you.
When he wants to cook for Johnny Cakes and he says Italian sausage with vinegar peppers, and just click. I love that storyline. I love those actors. And I love this mustache on Kirk. But, Rich, I'm choosing to believe in the Detroit Lions. I'm choosing to believe. Not only am I excited about them,
yeah,
I'm protective of them. Because in this industry, when we're content makers, as you are, as I am, I think it's very convenient, dare I say lazy, to every time the Lions come up, should they have any success, you immediately say, wow, it's been so many years and they were so terrible for so long. Enough with that. I liken the Lions right now to a guy I call Uncle Lenny. Uncle Lenny is a family member of ours. We've been with him for years. He often shows up in a lot of trouble. He doesn't look good. He's got his car repossessed. He was part of a sting. He shows up every year on Thanksgiving, and you're always worried how Lenny's going to show up. You love Lenny, but his life has been a disaster. Well, last year, Uncle Lenny showed up in a suit with a date. He was shaven. He is in shape. And you don't sit down with Uncle Lenny and say, you know, Lenny, you look great now, and I'm really excited about what you're doing, but you've looked terrible for 30 years. You don't do that. You just be excited for Lenny. I think Lenny is in charge of this division. I think Lenny's turned his life around. We don't need to revel in all the past indiscretions he's had and discretions. I think Lenny's going to run this thing. I believe in him. I believe in Dan Campbell. And I love Uncle Lenny. I hope everyone else does too.
Well, the Norths are fascinating. NFC North, AFC North. Usually it's the Easts and the Wests that get the most attention. Yeah. And they are getting a lot of attention. The Souths, again, are not rising in our opinionating, which is the exact opposite of college football.
I know.
But at any rate, what do you think, Kyle Brandt, of Good Morning Football here on the Rich Eisen Show, of the AFC North and how that plays out this year?
I think it's the low hanging fruit as the choice for the best division. And I'm gonna zag a little bit on you, Rich. I think you have your varsity and your junior varsity, with Cincinnati certainly being the captain of the team, and then Baltimore with what they've done. I'm fascinated by the junior varsity, which is an insult to them, to both the Steelers and the Browns, but they're the teams I have my eye on. The Steelers, I'm not good at picking playoff teams, Rich. I'm just not. It's very difficult. Pick the damn Steelers. Just pick them every year. It's going to be scary. I know they didn't make it last year. They've been in the playoffs 7 of the last 10 years. They don't have losing seasons. They have their best player back in T.J. Watt. If you believe in Pickett, that he's an ascending player, I do. If you have trouble picking playoff teams, pick the head coach. The more fascinating one is Cleveland. Now, Cleveland is a strange deal because their last year was bizarre. The conversation topic of their quarterback is complicated at best, undesirable at worst. But they may have one of the best quarterbacks in the league if he does anything like he did 2 years ago. They may have the best pass rusher in the league. They may have the best running back in the league. They have a guy who was a coach of the year who's won in the playoffs. Cleveland is going to matter this year. I am not just going to roll over and say, oh, and Burrow will just mow everybody down, and Lamar. I like Cleveland and Pittsburgh a lot, maybe even enough to put them both in the playoffs.
How does the Jets season play out? Tell me how my emotions are going to be toyed with or finally met in a happy way. What do you got for me?
What was it that the Khaleesi used to say, Rich? Dracarys?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to work. I believe in Rodgers. I think he's going to be the story of the year. And I know that, listen, people are calling us and tweeting us on the show, Rich, saying they're throwing up. They're vomiting in all the Jets talk and the Rodgers talk. I couldn't care less. It is an incredible story, and the games haven't even started yet. I believe in him. I think he is in the best shape he's been in years. He's glowing and waxing philosophically about how happy he is. And he did this monologue this week about how thrilled he is and how he feels like he's living inside of a dream. Now, I don't know how much of that is just posturing for the Packers, probably about 50%, but I think he is so happy, and he was so miserable last year. He is a four-time MVP who is going to be in contention for a fifth. I believe. I know a lot of people say it's going to explode. I do not think it's going to. I think they're going to be big time this year.
And I don't understand, and I know they're people might have Rodgers fatigue, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do. But you just compared the Lions, if I'm not mistaken, earlier in this conversation, Kyle Brandt, to Uncle Lenny showing up and looking great. And just be happy for Uncle Lenny,
yep.
Right? Why aren't the Jets Uncle Lenny? You know what I mean? Like, it's the difference between the Jets Uncle Lenny and the Lions Uncle Lenny is the Jets have won Super Bowl, but it was the one that broke up Star and Lombardi's streak, right, to start this whole thing. And also, the difference is the Lions Uncle Lenny never on Thanksgiving showed up to the family dinner and ran his face into the ass of his offensive lineman. You know what I mean? Like that. So that's what's with the Jets? Why can't the Jets have this one? I don't get it. Why not?
And don't tell me it's Hard Knocks, because Uncle Lenny did Hard Knocks last year. Don't tell me it's because they have a big, strong, proud, muscular head coach, because they both got those things. Listen, Rich, you probably literally wrote the book on this. There's the Jets hatred and what they call it, Schadenfreude, that they like to see them down. And there's this thing that's sick, a bloodlust amongst NFL fans that likes the teams that are down to stay down. Mm. We can make fun of them. There are jokes. There are memes. There are gifts. I hate it. I think it's completely stupid, and holding the teams past where the players weren't there and the coaches weren't there has nothing to do with it. I'll give you another one.
Yeah.
People are just saying, Charger is going to Charger. If you want to say that Brandon Staley chokes, if you want to say that anybody on the team is in big time, fine. Don't start bringing up comparisons of the Chargers from the Marty Schottenheimer era or the Philip Rivers era. It's a different generation. It is the laziest content. If you think this team is going to be bad, fine. But don't, because they were bad 20 years ago and lost to the Patriots. I hate that.
Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football. A few minutes left with him right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, Kyle, so who's your Super Bowl prediction? I'm going to have to do this on Tuesday's show because it's the preseason preview. What do you got for me, Kyle?
I am bound by my obligation to my Good Morning Football platform to keep that in the Ernst & Young suitcase until next week. I cannot give you a Super Bowl prediction. I will tell you, let me give you something tasty, Rich.
Okay.
I already kind of danced around the Browns and Steelers getting into the playoffs thing.
Okay.
A team that I'm tempted to put in the playoffs against all logic. All logic. Everything is saying run from this team.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a fascinating year from the L.A. Rams and Sean McVay.
All right, Kyle.
And I know that they're everyone, if you can haul it, you can have it, and they're a dilapidated car on the side of the road. I think Sean McVay is going to coach his ass off this year. I think this is a legacy year for him, and I know they're paying the piper for that Super Bowl. I don't care. I love what the Rams are doing. I'm going to pick the Rams to be in the playoffs, and everyone's going to insinuate that I'm smoking narcotics. I'm not. I like what the Rams are going to do this year. I'm telling you.
We see you on screen and how you eat well. We don't believe that you're on any sort of medication or anything like that, Kyle. But, I mean, Cooper Kupp just had a setback. You know what I mean? And they have, I believe, the third youngest roster in the NFL. How about Matthew Stafford's wife on her pod saying, Matthew saying everybody's in their phones. They look right on their phones right after practice. There's no conversation with anybody because they're young. And he needed like a Facebook, like a lookabook to know who's who, which I don't, by the way, I do not at all think that that's wrong for Matthew to come home and just say to his wife, like, what gives? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is a window, isn't it, into everything? No?
And the way you lay it out, it's terrifying. My counter would be, I believe in coaches as much as anybody does. And if a few years ago we were saying that, sure, the roster was great, of course, they won the Super Bowl. If we were saying Sean McVay is the next great, great coach and he's in the air following Belichick or Lombardi, whatever you want to say, I don't abandon that. I think the coaches matter. I don't think he's mailing it in to get some media job. If he wanted that, he could have already taken it. I think McVay will get them home. I believe in McVay.
Me too.
We could go up and down the roster and the depth chart. I get it. He will find a way to win enough games.
I mean, we had Odell on the show the other day, called in and talking about the Ravens. He said McVay made him love football again, is what he said.
I think there's going to be some of that. By the way, Rich.
Yes.
One of the first conversations you and I ever had was that it's the best book show I have ever heard. I mean that. You just bring him in and churn him out. Odell doesn't do a lot of interviews. He does not do a lot of call-ins, let alone that. So I listened to the entire thing, fascinated by what he had to say about Cleveland, fascinated by what he had to say about Harbs, as he calls them, in Baltimore.
Yep.
And, I mean, it was an incredible get, and I think what you said about McVay is exactly what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. Kyle Brand of Good Morning Football. Before I let you go, since I didn't get, and I respect.
I hate that I can't tell you, Rich.
No, I get it. There is an I in my name, but I understand that, you know, it's still a team game, and NFL Network is all about the team. So I am going to ask you to do the win-loss game that our phone lines are lit. Where you are going to do the win-loss game for the Chicago Bears 2023 season. Kyle Brand of Good Morning Football. Let's give him the inspiration. Here we go. First up, that game that you called the Xanax game because it's the double anxiety game. Home against Green Bay. What happens?
That's a win. It's high scoring. It's a rock show. It's like Coachella.
Okay.
It's 38-20 Bears.
At Tampa.
Win Bears.
At the Chiefs.
Loss.
Home for the Broncos, pardon me. Home for the Broncos.
A big win.
Gilligan hats all around. At the Washington Commanders for Thursday Night Football.
Nationally televised Bears blowout.
Blowout? So Justin
Fields...
Blowout
on the delivering end.
He teaches Sam Howell a lesson with Al calling the game. Okay, very good.
Finally, someone can shut up Sam Howell.
4-1 at home against the Vikings.
Oh, Kirk Cousins, Chicago guys from Arlington Heights. He has not had great success at Soldier Field. He loves Portillo's, but he's going to get that hot dog to go because he's going to lose.
Take that, Johnny Cakes. 5-1 home against the Raiders.
Oh, get out of here. Jimmy Garoppolo, also from Arlington Heights, an Eastern Illinois guy. He comes home and takes the loss. Let's go!
6-1 at the Chargers.
At the Chargers. Oh, come on. We're going to go into SoFi. You know what? They're going to lose that game. That's a setback. The Bears feeling themselves a little bit. Justin Herbert throws it around. The Bears secondary a little bit up and down. I'm going to take a loss.
6-2 at the Saints.
Win in overtime.
7-2 home for the Panthers.
They are now the story of the league. Oh, Panthers, that's practically a bye. I love Frank Reich. I like Josh
Allen.
They're going to eat him alive. Bears win.
Take that, Bryce Young. 8-2 at the Lions.
Oh, no, not on the Lenny. Oh, my gosh. There was a time in the Matt Nagy era, the only team that could beat is the Lions. You know what? This one, they're going to lose. They lose to Detroit, and Uncle Lenny makes a great toast.
8-3 at the Vikings, but it's on a Monday night. Kirk Cousins under the lights. Do you sweep him?
Start the Justin Fields MVP talk. Win.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 3 going into the bye, coming out against the Lions at home.
Start the DJ Moore offensive player of the year talk.
10-3 at the Browns.
At the Browns, start the Darnell Wright rookie of the year talk.
11-3 home for the Cardinals and Clayton Tune.
Start the Edmonds, what do they got? Tremaine Thurot, I forget which Edmonds they have. Defensive player of the year talk.
Take the bus or drive yourself. Taking the win over the Cardinals right there. What's the record right now? 12-3 home for the Falcons.
A slip-up game. Looking ahead to the playoffs, a slip-up game. They lose to the Falcons.
12-4 at Lambeau to wrap it up.
The Fluce is loose. Matt Eberflus, Coach of the Year performance, dunking on the Matt LaFleur Packers to seal the regular season.
Kyle Brandt says the Chicago Bears go 13-5 in 2023.
We are going to make some money, Kyle.
You got caught up in that. And then the clean sweep. Fluce for Coach of the Year, Fields for MVP, and Darnell Wright for Rookie of the Year. Well done.
I forgot to add Ryan Poles for front office of the year.
Yes,
Miss Virginia McCaskey for owner of the year. We're going to keep going.
Kyle, you're the best. Thanks for the time. We'll chat soon.
You're the best, Rich. Thanks.
At Kyle Brandt, Instagram and Twitter. X,
wow,
whatever.
Bears to win the NFC is 30-1. So I think we know what we're doing after the show today, TJ.
TJ's just shaking his head.
Like I said, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a Dallas Cowboy next year because apparently we're going to have the worst record in football. So I guess that's
well, you just need the third worst record in football to get him, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got Dak, so we don't need Caleb, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Just need the third worst. You keep Dak. despite having the third worst record.
First pick, then trade down, you know, stock up some picks.
Well, it's cool because I said the Pats would double up the Bears, so the Pats are going 26-0.
There you go.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, Belichick's going to catch Shula this year.
This year? There you go. Who knew?
There you go.
Smoking, bro. Give me some.
We'll take a break. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on the program. That was fun. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I did not approve this, but, you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says breaking Bears trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and I have my phone's on the desk, and it's buzzing. And
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's Jeff Garlin. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the Rich Eisen?
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen Show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear. But I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garlin?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm
you
ready
know
for
the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
And now if you ask him, would you rather have Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, you know what Jeff Garlin would say?
Justin Fields.
I think so. I can probably confirm that for everybody. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I think Kyle Brandt got caught up in the win-loss game. It can happen.
It happens.
If you call in
now
and you want to play the win-loss game, be careful. We just ask you to be careful. You can get caught up in it.
Like Quincy Isaiah, he went full Quincy.
I think he had the Bears
13-4,
record, right? 13-4.
Yeah, 13-4.
And that's what Kyle Brandt just did.
Amazing.
Let's go to Terzo and Isle. All Rise, the great Terzo is back on the program. How are you, sir?
Oh man, I'm cracking up. What have we created with this win-loss game, man? Like
fun.
People going 13-4, 12-5, like holy schmoly.
Hold on a minute. You did, let me get this right. You had 12-5. Yeah, 12-5 for the Niners. That's not bad.
Well, I believe that was reasonable, and I did that at the start of the season before all of the hype from the off season really hit. You know, I went into it with a clear mind. So, you know, I didn't get caught up in it like everybody else seems to be.
I'm with you. So, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Rich, I got to make a pivot. I want to kind of put Urban Meyer on blast here because I've watched all four episodes of that god awful untold story for whatever reason. But, like, Urban sits there and he wants to say, oh, you know, I couldn't sleep at night. I had to take Ambien. You know, it went from one Ambien to another Ambien. The reason you couldn't sleep is you knew you had all of these players. They were doing God knows what. Like, you know where all the bodies were hit. That's why you couldn't sleep, man. So terribly told. Terribly told.
Appreciate the call, Turzo. Thank you. I'm never going to put in anybody's minds that somebody's not telling the truth about their own personal health or the reason why. I honestly don't know. But I just find I was disappointed. I was looking forward to seeing, like, the whole warts and all on the Florida program. And I'm like, wow, Urban actually sat down for that now. And then you watch it and you understand why Urban sat down for it, because it was like a big love letter to a crazy time. Boy, was that crazy, but they didn't actually cover the crazy. The craziest parts. You know, and isn't that interesting? Just in time for a Florida season that everyone kind of knows is not going to go Florida's way. Just in time for him to sit there on the Fox set and everyone can say, maybe, just maybe, he can come back. He can come home to Gainesville again. They got waxed.
They did.
By Utah. I know the final score doesn't look that way, but that thing wasn't even close.
Was not close.
Utah with a third-string quarterback going up top on their first place from scrimmage. And then Florida.
Yeah, 70-piece, you know, right off the bat.
Having Brandon Mertz. They have Wisconsin's quarterback. Luke Fickell comes in and he tells most offensive players, like Dion, grab your Louis Vuitton luggage. You know? So that was something else right there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Andrew in Minneapolis, let's take your phone call. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Rich, boys, how we doing?
How are you? What's on your mind?
What's up, man?
Well, quickly, I wanted to say that I heard you on Fantasy Footballers, and I am lockstep. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to win people some leagues this year. But
we'll see.
I was wondering if I could propose a What's More Likely to you.
Oh, it is a What's More Likely Friday. That's coming up next hour. So, Chris, you want to take out a pen here? Maybe Andrew in Minneapolis is going
to
provide some inspo. What do you got?
Okay, well, P.J. Hockenson, very rich man now. Justin Jefferson, going to be a very rich man. I think Christian Darrisaw is going to be a very rich man. What's more likely? Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Is the next 49ers quarterback or the currently employed quarterbacks?
So Kirk Cousins is going to be either the next 49er quarterback or what?
Or the currently employed 49ers quarterbacks for next season.
Oh, it's the currently employed 49er quarterbacks for next season. Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, everyone has their fun, and we do too, about Shanahan loving Cousins and would go for him. But, I mean,
how are they going to pay him?
Look, man. Brock Purdy, and thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate it. I mean, everybody wake up. Brock Purdy's going to have a terrific football season, and he might not need to go for 300 yards every game because he doesn't. We established the only 300-yard game of his career was the
playoff game against Seattle.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's got to do, and so does Kyle Shanahan. They may lose their opening game at Pittsburgh. But they've got the Rams at home, the Giants, you know, the Rams here in L.A., then the Giants at home on a short week, Cardinals and Cowboys, Browns, Vikings, Bengals. There are some winnable games, although the Bengals, I think, are going to be terrific again. That might be a Super Bowl preview in week 8 for them. I mean, these are some winnable games coming out, and Brock Purdy's going to look good, and we're not going to talk about that. I don't know where Cousins winds up, because as he points out, you know, Justin Jefferson's going to get paid. Bunch of other players he just mentioned are going to get paid. And Cousins making $45-50 million, which is probably what he's going to get if Daniel Jones gets 40. Maybe they'll move on, which is why a lot of people thought Trey Lance would wind up there. And they've been kicking tires on quarterbacks over the last several drafts. But one thing's for sure. In order to get Caleb Williams or Drake May in next year's draft, you're going to have to earn it on the playing field this fall? Because you're not trading in.
No, 2-3 wins max.
Because if whoever is first or second overall on the clock, most likely, I mean, the Bears were kind of an outlier. And even then with Bryce Young, people are wondering, do they jettison their kid Justin Fields for him? So whoever's first and second is going to most likely, 98% of the time, need a quarterback. They're not going to trade you their picks, no matter how much you're throwing at them. So that'll be an interesting question. But in the meantime, Cousins is the QB there. Hour two coming up. So I think the Norths are fascinating divisions this year. And normally they're just second thoughts because the Browns aren't usually expected to perform well. The Steelers were in the end of the Big Ben era transitioning at quarterback, despite how many times they didn't have a losing record. They were kind of out of the mix because the Ravens had Lamar doing MVP type stuff. And then the Bengals get Joe Burrow, and as long as he's healthy, they have a window. Now the AFC North is highly competitive in people's minds. And then the NFC North, we all know who is the king of it. He's now staring at the New York skyline going into the Lincoln Tunnel and being caught in its beauty.
Was cool in Hard Knocks this week where they did like a Sopranos open. That was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like almost shot for shot.
It's been fun.
Which is pretty cool.
With Rogers, right?
With Sala.
It was
cool.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it. I heard about it. That's pretty cool.
That part was cool.
No cigar, though, in his mouth, right?
No cigar.
Right. Did he take the ticket?
Yeah.
On the turnpike?
Yeah, well, they drove through INX.
They still have the ticket. You can still take a ticket, I think.
That was cool.
The best part of the whole episode, Chris, was Rogers chirping with the Giants defenseman.
Yeah, saying, "I don't know who you are."
It has been a huge point of contention this week. The Giants player said that it was weirdly edited to make Rodgers look better.
All right.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Hour two. We'll talk more about him, obviously, in a moment.